Certainly that which you have been promised is to happen without any fail. It is most certainly going to happen. Very briefly, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speak about some of the phenomena that takes place at the time of Qiyamah. One is Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, فَإِذَا النُّجُومُ طُمِسَتْ, when the stars will be extinguished, it will become lightless, it will be blotted out, its light will be blotted out. إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انْفَطَرَتْ وَإِذَا الْكَوَاكِبُ انْتَثَرَتْ. There Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about the stars that will fall, the stars that will be totally destroyed. In other words, this entire phenomena of the sky that we see, that beauty of the sky that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about, will now come to an end, total lifelessness. Thereafter Allah says, وَإِذَا السَّمَاءُ فُرِجَتْ, and when the skies will split asunder. In other words, that sky that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about in the Quran as a great sign and a token of the majesty of Allah Tabaraka, that it remains there for millions of years and it remains without any change whatsoever. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala shows that the might of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is also such that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will destroy it. No one else will be able to destroy it but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ نُصِفَتْ, and then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about the mountains, and Allah says that the mountains will be blown up. In other words, these mountains that we see, that you think that they are tokens of might and strength, but Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says everything will lose its strength. Only the might of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will remain. And such is the majesty and the greatness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that in its existence we see the greatness of Allah. In its destruction we see the greatness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, وَإِذَا الرُّسُلُ أُقِّتَتْ. أُقِّتَتْ means to arrive at a place at an appointed time. And here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is saying, when the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam will all assemble at the appointed time, and that time is known only to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. When Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will gather the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam together, will mean Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will gather the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam with their various ummats, their various nations that they had been sent to. And in this way, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala shows us that on the day of Qiyamah, each person will be under the flag of his Nabi. And this also shows us the very, very great importance of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam insofar as our deen is concerned, because there is going to be the shahada. It is going to be the evidence of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. And hence Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala then says, لِأَيِّ يَوْمٍ أُجِّلَتْ. Now, for what is this day being delayed? Why has Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala appointed that time that the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam will all gather and then they will give the evidences? Why? For what is this? Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala could have done this today. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala could have done that yesterday. لِأَيِّ يَوْمٍ أُجِّلَتْ. For which day is this delay? Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, لِيَوْمِ الْفَصْلِ. It is for the day of the decision of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The decision of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala could have been on any other time, but that will be the decision when Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will give each and every individual a fair chance to stand in the courts of Allah. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will give him his book of deeds, his amal, will be seen, he will realize and he will know his state and his condition, and then that decision will be meted out, whether a person, may Allah Ta'ala make us from amongst them, will be fortunate to be granted that ni'mat of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala of Jannah, or whether a person will then be unfortunate and then suffer the misery of the hereafter. All that decisions Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will make known on the day of Qiyamah. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الْفَصْلِ. What will explain to you, what will make you understand, what is this day of Fasl, what is this day of the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, from the very beginning of the Quran, in different ways, we had been describing this day of Qiyamah, using different words for the description of the day of Qiyamah. Sometimes the description is so clear. Sometimes when you look in the hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, absolutely vivid, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam describes this day. Now what more do you need? What more description do you need of this day of Qiyamah? وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, destruction on that day will be for the mukadhibin, for those who are rejectors, for those who rejected this message of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And this surah is replete with this wailun yawma idhil lil mukadhibin, destruction on that day for the mukadhibin, for the rejectors, those who reject the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this surah alone, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeats this 10 times. In surah Wailul Lil Mutaffifin, once again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeats this. And then in the past, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in surah Wattur, Allah ta'ala says, فَوَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that there will be total destruction for those that have denied this message that is so clear, this message that is emphasized time and time again in the Quran Sharif. Some hadith have expressed that Waylun is a valley in the fire of Jahannam. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to that valley, that for them will be this valley of Jahannam for those who are rejected. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala protect us and give us iman. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.